said sitting at a desk all day isn't physically taxing? Turns out you can end up in all kinds of pain in front of that computer. One of those potential ailments is upper cross syndrome. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Sean Riley with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, what is upper cross syndrome and how do you get it?
Sure. So in a former life, Scott, were you radio disc jockey? Maybe.
Indeed. Okay. Indeed, I was.
So I use the term desk jockey, actually, with a lot of my patients. And it's the world we live in these days. A lot of us are, you know, locked in behind a desk for extended periods, you know, throughout the workday. A lot of accountants, you know, folks, you know, attorneys, whatever, you know, the desk job may require. And that sitting catches up with this. And I've talked in the past about the importance of interrupting, you know, our sitting, getting up and moving around. But what happens is when we sit for extended periods of time, we live in a forward world. Everything's done right in front of us. You know, we develop imbalances. And these imbalances, you know, we've discussed this related to the low back and lower cross syndrome. These imbalances related to sitting for extended periods and, you know, that flexed posture can create something called upper cross syndrome. And it's an imbalance, Scott, where you start to develop very, very tight muscles in your upper back, like your upper trap muscles. A lot of the, you know, you hear patients or folks talk about that they carry all their stress kind of in their upper traps. So very, very tight trap muscles, and you have very tight pectoral muscles, those muscles in your chest that are very, very, you know, become kind of shortened, the shoulders round a little bit. So we're tight in our chest, tight in our upper back. And then secondary to that, we develop weakness in the front of our neck, our deep spinal stabilizers there in the neck. And then weakness in our rhomboids, or that musculature that runs horizontal to our shoulder blades. It's that muscle that kind of pinches your shoulder blades in. So if you can kind of visualize, there's like an X. So we have some tightness in the trap, tightness in the pec, and then weakness in the front of the neck, and then weakness in the rhomboid. And what happens is when you deal with, you know, these imbalances, it kind of compounds itself. It can become, you know, it can lead to more of a cascading effects where you start to develop problems in other areas. But typically what I'm going to see with patients with upper cross syndrome is some type of just general neck complaint, you know, diffuse neck problems. Hey doc, my neck hurts. It's just kind of always sore. It progressively gets worse throughout the day. So the way that we deal with upper cross syndrome is first we want to, you know, determine what the problem is. And we want to deal with the mobility issues, okay, or the tightness in the two muscle groups that we discussed. And then more importantly, in my opinion, once we get something moving, we then want to turn our focus to stabilizing, turning on the stabilizer, strengthening the neck and those rhomboids. What that's going to do, okay, once we start to open some things up, your chest is going to open up a little bit, Scott, okay? And then once we start properly working on these stabilizers, your neck muscles are going to, you know, start working properly. Those rhomboids are going to pinch your shoulder blades, and it'll bring your head a little more upright and erect, and it'll take a lot of pressure and load off your neck.
So is it a result of bad posture? Is that the deal?
Exactly. I mean, I could have saved the last 3 minutes and just probably said that, but it is it's a postural, you know, postural dysfunction. Technically, you know, it's just coined as like an upper cross syndrome. We want to determine, you know, were we tight and were we weak? I think a lot of times with therapists, chiropractors, massage therapists, doctors, and we go in with general neck problems, they're always going to look kind of at that upper trap area and say, gosh, your traps are so tight. Let's do some manual therapy or recommend some stretching or something to, you know, to loosen those muscles up, which will help probably for a day or two. A lot of us have had massages and it feels better. And then 2 days later, we still have the neck pain comes back. In my opinion, it's because that once we get something moving properly, it only makes sense that we turn our focus or we start to address where we might be weak as well. And that's why I think the stability on the back end is so very important.
You don't have to be working at a physically taxing job all day to experience some significant aches and pains. Why not get it checked out and find some relief? Call Tulsa Spine and Rehab, 918-743-3737.